With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. New state data today shows 530 new COVID-19 cases in Montana, which is lower than most of the daily caseloads last week. Nearly 7,800 Montanans are currently infected with the virus. Yellowstone and Flathead counties together account for around a third of the state's active case counts, with over 1,000 active cases each. Missoula, Cascade, Gallatin, and Glacier counties all have more than 500 active cases. Blaine County ranks 11th in the U.S. for counties with the highest infection rates per 100,000 people, according to COVID Act Now. Fergus County is 15th and Beaverhead County ranks 31st. 217 Montanans have died from COVID-19, and nearly 300 people are currently hospitalized. The National Weather Service is putting Montana on notice to expect strong winds for the next day and a half. NWS has issued high wind warnings, watches, and advisories today through tomorrow night for most of Montana. Damaging winds are possible, blowing down trees, branches, and power lines, with possible widespread power outages. Travel could be difficult for high-profile vehicles and those towing trailers. Dangerous crosswinds are possible tonight and tomorrow along Interstate 90 and 94, on Highway 191 from Big Timber to Harleton and Judith Gap, and along Highway 212 in southeast Montana. And the Weather Service has a winter weather advisory in effect until noon tomorrow for the higher elevations of north central and central portions of Montana. The U.S. Supreme Court has stopped the once-a-decade headcount of every U.S. resident from continuing through the end of October. The court today said the 2020 census should be stopped. The Trump administration argued that the headcount needed to end immediately, so the U.S. Census Bureau had enough time to crunch the numbers before a congressionally mandated year-end deadline for turning in figures used for deciding how many congressional seats each state gets. A coalition of local governments and civil rights groups had sued the Trump administration, arguing that minorities and other hard-to-count communities would be missed if the count ended early. Montanans lagged behind the rest of the country responding to the census by mail, phone, and internet, with a 60% so-called self-response rate, compared to the national 67%. However, after follow-up from census workers, the Bureau reports 99.9% of Montanans were counted. A man died of gunshot wounds he suffered when he pointed a gun at Billings police officers, who were trying to take him into custody. Billings police said officers responded to a reported disturbance at about 10:20 p.m. Monday, where they found three suspects. As officers tried to detain a 29-year-old man from Box Elder, a physical altercation occurred in which he pointed a semi-automatic gun at the officers. Two officers fired their weapons, hitting the man. The man was taken to the hospital where he died. His name has not been released. No other injuries were reported. The officers are on paid administrative leave. Governor Steve Bullock announced today he would provide resources to local counties to increase enforcement of coronavirus-related restrictions, including a statewide mask mandate. According to a White House Coronavirus Task Force report on Montana, dated October 11th, Montana had the third highest rate of new cases per capita last week. Bullock said enforcement of existing statewide mandates, including a mask requirement implemented in July, has been lacking. The governor said he would provide education resources and coronavirus relief funds to county health departments and attorneys to investigate health order violations. On Tuesday, Blackfeet Nation extended their stay-at-home order as active coronavirus cases surpassed 380, with more than 20 reservation residents hospitalized. Yellowstone Public Radio News' Caitlin Nicholas reports.
The Blackfeet Tribal Business Council held a special meeting Tuesday and extended the current stay-at-home order through Sunday, October 25th. The order was originally issued on September 28th and was supposed to expire this Tuesday. Residents are advised to remain at home with only those who live there, practice social distancing, comply with the curfew from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. each day, wear masks, and follow the CDC guidelines for isolation and quarantining. The Fort Peck, Rocky Boys, Fort Belknap, and Northern Cheyenne reservations are under similar restrictions. According to an analysis by Montana's State Health Department, Native Americans account for 36% of Montana COVID-19 deaths, despite making up less than 7% of the population. For YPR News and Report for America, I'm Caitlin Nicholas.
A top official with the Federal Environmental Protection Agency returned to southwest Montana today to celebrate major accomplishments in the mining and smelter city's decades-long Superfund cleanups. Nora Sachs has more.
Former EPA Region 8 Chief Doug Benevento is widely credited with helping reach an overarching Superfund deal for the Butte Hill and a major cleanup and economic development settlement for Anaconda. A federal judge finalized Butte's long-awaited cleanup deal in September, and Anaconda Deer Lodge County approved a settlement with Atlantic Richfield in April. Now the number two administrator at EPA, Benevento flew in from D.C. to commemorate both milestones with a groundbreaking ceremony in Anaconda and a community meeting in Butte. He says while 2020 has been a challenging year for everybody,
I still think that for Butte and Anaconda, 2020 from a Superfund perspective will run counter to the grain and will be a real success for them.
EPA officials on Tuesday said the signed cleanup deals are not the end of the Superfund process. On the contrary, they're the beginning of a lot of work on the ground. And during the design and implementation phases to come, it will be up to locals to, quote, keep holding our feet to the fire. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.